A Harrelson County mother is advising parents to look over their kids' social media correspondence and scan through their contacts after she was notified of a sexually explicit message sent to her 12-year-old daughter's Instagram account. Turns out the sender was a 54-year-old registered sex offender living in Tallapoosa. Thomas Wayne Keaton has since been arrested by the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office, charged with enticing a child for indecent purposes. After discovering the message, the mother responded to Keaton via Instagram, who used the moniker Wayne Thomas Outlaw, telling him she would contact authorities, along with a few other choice words. The mother says her daughter uses an Instagram account that notifies her own phone and her daughter's when a message is received. She says she tries not to invade her daughter's privacy too much, but often expands the notification tab to get a sneak peek at the message, and this is not the first time her daughter has received suggestive material. She says she has had multiple talks with her children about online predators. Keaton was previously convicted of child molestation in Troup County in 2001. The Georgia Court of Appeals this week halting a criminal contempt of court inquiry filed by Superior Court Judge John Simpson, in which prosecutors in the trial of the State versus Anthony Scott were scheduled to defend their handling of the controversial court case that resulted in a mistrial. Counsel representing district attorneys with the Coweta Judicial Circuit argue that based on the fact that Simpson has also filed a grievance against the district attorney's office with the State Bar of Georgia, he has already made up his mind on any alleged actions made by prosecutors and therefore should be removed from the issue because he would be unable to fairly consider either the question of contempt or a potential retrial of the case versus Scott. The Georgia State inmate who walked away from a work detail in Carroll County this past May has been spotted at a Walmart store in Fitzgerald, Georgia, according to the Georgia Department of Corrections. Tommy Shane Morton walked away from corrections officer supervision on Monday, May 6th, around 9:30 a.m., while he was working on a road crew in the area of East Ranchette Road and Taylor's Gin Road. There were no sightings reported until Wednesday, when the Department of Corrections posted a grainy picture of him from the Walmart surveillance. Morton, clean-shaven when he escaped, now appears to sport a full graying beard with a darker mustache. The escapee was about 8 years into a 10-year sentence for manufacturing marijuana and theft by taking out of Coffee County. According to online records, he had been in and out of prison since 1996, mostly for property crimes and theft in Coffee and Jeff Davis counties. The DOC is telling the public not to approach Morton, and anyone with information leading to his capture could receive a $1,000 reward. Well, teenagers and even younger kids who have dreams of one day taking off in their very own airplane can have a taste of it this weekend. The Experimental Aviation Association of Carroll County hosting the Young Eagles Rally this Saturday. That event invites youngsters from 8 to 17 to come and get free rides in a variety of aircraft at the West Georgia Regional Airport.
There's a pilot shortage in the airlines and in the military, so we'll kind of give them an opportunity that maybe that, you know, they might be interested in having a flying career, you know, but they wouldn't know until they get to fly in an airplane.
Young Eagles Coordinator Austin Ford says the group acknowledges that weather may be a factor this weekend, but they say the safety of young aviators is the highest priority.
We have processes in place for to have our flights take place in a safe environment. And in the event that there is weather, we will plan accordingly and we'll, you know, make sure that these storms are well away from us before we fly.
Ford says for parents to visit yeday.org to sign up their kids for a ride this weekend. The Young Eagles Rally begins at 9 o'clock a.m. Saturday at the West Georgia Regional Airport. Well, Carrollton Rocks Kindness is an organization that hopes to spread positive messages through tiny pieces of art throughout the city. The group is known for painting river stones that can be seen at various parks in Carrollton and especially along the Greenbelt.
We started where everyone paints rocks, hides rocks, hunts rocks, pretty much just to spread kindness. Basically, one message at just the right moment can change someone's entire day, outlook on life, even their entire life.
Carrollton Rocks Kindness founder Katie Norton joining the WLBB Community Voice program Wednesday. That group will have a rock painting event this coming Friday at 2 o'clock at the Tracy Stallings Community Center. The group continues to host rock painting events once a month for the rest of 2019. You can learn more about this active group and their activities by visiting the Carrollton Rocks Kindness Facebook page. I'm Colin Worthington.